Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is Michael Kraut, and in this show we're going to discuss auditing concepts. I've been in the industry for over 20 years. I've done consulting and teaching for the government, United States Air Force, Navy, Marines, Army, and companies around the world. If you want more information about me, check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions, please use the question comment box below. Let's get started.
So, do you want to know what someone is doing? Wondering what happened to your documents in a folder? Are you concerned about rogue administrators? Well, that's what auditing is all about. We can capture this information. So the audit policy is what we do. We configure the audit policy, and it configures the system to audit categories of activities, such as logging off, logging on, shutting down the system. It depends on which of the different categories that we look at. Like when we look at the audit account logon events, that means we're tracking who is logging on to the actual Active Directory. So that's we'll be able to track it, and we can see success and failure. Success means that they were able to, and for failure, they had a problem or they were trying to hack in. So that way we can track this, and this is going to be kept in the security logs. So if the audit policy is not enabled, then the system will not audit those services. So that's one of the things that we have to keep in mind. That's why it's very important that we configure the audit policy. And to configure the auditing, you must define the policy setting. So you have the audit policy itself, and then you have the policy setting. So the policy setting will allow us to be able to decide what we're going to audit. And also, it's going to either be enabled or disabled. So when we need to decide when to audit success or failure. Now, one of the things that we have to remember is that if you audit too much, then a lot of times you're going to forget or you're just not going to get to it. Because as a human being, we'll say, we'll get to it tomorrow. We'll get to it tomorrow. We'll get to it tomorrow. And you could have had 10,000 audit pieces going into your security policy because, like on a domain controller, a lot of things are audited, such like I said, account logon events. So we're going to take a look at the different settings that we do have. So underneath the audit policy, you go onto your group policy management editor, and underneath the configuration, computer configuration, it's underneath Windows settings, security settings, local policies is the audit policy. And so the account logon events is the event that's created when a user or computer attempts to authenticate using an Active Directory account. So this is already set within the default settings of the domain controller. So when somebody goes to log in with a domain member, it's going to be tracked within the actual within the domain controller. So successful and failed account logon attempts or are audited. And then login events, logon is interactively to a computer over the network. Successful and failed logons are audited also. What does this mean? Well, they're connecting through like remote desktop or to a share or something like that. The authentication is being passed up to the domain controller. So it's not being logged on the domain controller itself. It's logged on to that local machine that has a resource that you're trying to access. Then we have the account management, creation, deletion, modification, successful account management. So what we want to do is we want to track when somebody is creating something and deleting and also making modifications. Now, one of the things that we have is DS auditing, which we'll talk about later on. It's going to show me what was there previously before they made the modification. Then we have directory access, which is based on the SACL of an object. And the SACL is a security account access control list. And what this is a list of all the individuals that are going to be tracked on the object. So you have the DACL, which is discretionary access control list, which says, okay, here's the guest list, this is what the individuals can do. The SACL, on the other hand, this is for tracking. So we're looking at successful directory service access events. Then policy changes, it changes to the user rights. So when an administrator takes and makes a change to what a user can do, then it's going to be tracked, and we're looking at successful policy changes. Privilege use tracks the privilege or user rights. No auditing is performed. System events, restart, shut down, or change. This is one of the most important because this is on domain controllers and also on regular servers. We want to know when somebody is restarting that server, because if they're restarting or maybe had a problem with actually logging in or something like that, or they're making updates to the server. We need to make sure that we have accountability. So with the system events, restart, shut down, or changes, is success and failure that we're going to be looking at. And that's what's going to be tracked by default in the domain controllers, and it's going to be located under security policy or security logs in the event reviewer. Now, process tracking is program activation and process exit. This is when program is starting and it's being used within the server. So what we can do is we can track what's going off that program, because we could have a rogue program. And this is how we can figure out if this is a real program or if this is going to be a program that is malicious. So successful process tracking. Then object access, this is one of the other things that's really important, because what happens is if you want to be able to track what's going on in files, folders, registry, and so forth, then what you need to do is you need to turn on object access first. Then you're going to go into the actual SACL, which is underneath your properties, underneath your security and advanced, and auditing. And in auditing, what you do is you select what are the different tasks that you want to track. And by default, the success object access events is what we're looking at. So those are the different auditing audit policy settings. So what are the why do we want to audit? Well, log resource access for reporting and billing, and this is for successful. So if you're an ISP or some type of organization like that, and you need to keep track of how much time or how much somebody is being using something for report for billing to a client or so forth, then that's what the audit successful is used for. Also, monitor user access for security tracking. That way we can see what people are doing, what they've been trying to do, and if they are successful with it, we want to know. And that way it's accountability. It's all about the accountability factor. And then why audit failed? Because identity of malicious attempts, people trying to get into areas that they're not supposed to. Maybe it's a computer, could be in a file, a folder, could be trying to access a printer. It could be any of the different things. So you need to make sure you have a facility or a mechanism to allow you to be able to identify where are those malicious attempts. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to audit the failed. So not just the successful, but we want to see failed too. And then we can track sensitive folders and files from unauthorized access. And that's why we want to audit failed.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast. If you have any questions or comments, you can put them in the GoGo box below. You can also find more of my broadcasts. Just search the GoGo website. If you have an idea for a show, then let us know by putting the information in the GoGo box. It's been a pleasure speaking to you about technology. Thank you for letting me into your world, and have a great day. Bye-bye for now.